Hello and welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 29. I'm Janice Cunning.
And I'm David Langiuli.
So David, we're going to talk about some superpowers today.
Sure. The three superpowers that make leaders extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Well, there's a lot of qualities that make leaders extraordinary, and these are just three of them. They're, you know, we call them superpowers.
Yeah. And they are listening, curiosity, and intuition.
Yeah.
So let's start with listening.
Sure. Well, you go first. I'll listen.
Something that we notice is that many people who work in the nonprofit sector, like, it is usually listening is a baseline skill that people are good at, you know, whether you're meeting with donors or interacting with volunteers or, you know, whatever kind of role you have, that usually you're quite good at listening at what we would consider to be level two. So let's kind of break down. There's three levels that we want to talk about. So level one is a place that we spend, you know, much of our time as humans, like kind of listening to our own inner chatter.
Right. And level two listening is what fundraisers are very good at, which is listening to the other person.
Yeah. And then level three is really building on that and taking everything, like being able to hear your own voice, hear what the other person is saying, like notice the pace of the conversation, what's not being said, and also like pulling in what's happening in your environment.
Yeah. And also beyond the environment, like what's the emotional field, for example. Yeah. And I know we're heading down the road here, but I just want to pause and maybe hit reverse for a moment and just say that of these three superpowers, listening, curiosity, and intuition, they're actually, we have those superpowers within us. We're born with those. And so really what the article, what I wrote in the article and what we're talking about here is how can we as leaders heighten those powers or enhance those powers or become more aware of those powers. So when it comes to listening, we know how to listen, and we're just distinguishing three different ways you might think about listening. And for the purposes of leadership, so I just, the other thing I will say about it is like that level one listening thing that we got down, like that superpower, like knowing the thoughts in our head, like, and we kind of really know that one very well. It's the, and for the fundraisers out there in the audience, you probably are very masterful at listening at level two, that is to say, like listening to other people, except maybe when you're at home or or you're in your office. But definitely with donors, you amp that up. And it's this level three listening that is maybe new to the audience.
Yeah, and one of the, what I love about it is then, you know, curiosity and intuition, they all flow, right?
Yeah.
They're not like, they're all connected, but they flow back and forth. And so one of the things that we invite people to do around curiosity is really to ask like more open-ended questions
right.
and let go of like thinking that you know the way that something should be done.
Right. Yeah, I mentioned in the blog post, it's like that childlike quality that we lose touch with as we get older and move into the professional realm. I would encourage the audience, especially if you have children, you may notice that they're insanely curious about everything and everybody. And so my invitation is to get insane around your curiosity. Just be like a child. And just be curious about people.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then ask questions, like from that state of curiosity, not from the state of judgment, but from the or like knowing. It's like from the state of not knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't ask leading questions. Ask open questions.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And again, I think there can be a heightening of that with donors, because sometimes there is a sort of wanting to drive a conversation with a donor somewhere, and there's space for more curiosity, and mm-hmm. probably even more so back at the office, like with your colleagues, or if you're a leader with your direct reports, this sense of like kind of accepting that you don't know, and just being really curious and seeing like what kind of creative solutions mm-hmm. other people can come up with.
Hmm. What I like about the superpowers is that like listening has more of a doingness to it. Like we listen, it's like it's active.
Mm-hmm.
And curiosity has, it's a way of being.
Mm-hmm.
So it has more of a, what we talk about in like coactive coaching, you know, it has more of the co. It's more like who you are. It's the way you show up. It's the impact you have by being curious. So whether you're frontline fundraiser or you're leading a team, the invitation is to, and it's something that is innate. We are all curious, but it's something that you can definitely deepen that way of being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you do have to slow down a little.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Like that's mm-hmm. part of why we're losing some sense of curiosity is sort of this rushing.
Yeah.
And it's like you have to kind of open up space and mm-hmm. see what's there to be curious.
I'm kind of curious, like where do you think intuition lives? Does it live in the being of us? Does it live in the doing, or where do you think it is?
I would say yes and to that. Like mm-hmm. I think it lives in us innately, and again, we have to kind of create the space to tap into it. And I think we can be intentional in mm-hmm. terms of what we do in order to strengthen that. Like that's part of, you know, what we did in our coaching journey, right? Is to like really do exercises. And part of that is, first of all, knowing how does intuition show up for you?
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have it, but we might have turned the volume down on it a little mm-hmm. bit. Right? Mm-hmm. So for me, I've said this to you before, like for me, it feels like words just like come from the sky and like appear in my
mm-hmm.
head,
mm-hmm.
but like a word will appear and I have a whole story that I understand exactly what that word means. Like that to me is intuition. And yeah. I think for you, it's different.
It's different. It's, and it can show up as a metaphor. Sometimes a metaphor will just pop into my head. Sometimes it will be a thought, just a thought, that then I put words to.
Mm-hmm.
It's even hard to express that because, you know, we closely associate words and thought, but a thought is not a word, and a mm-hmm. word is not a thought, but a word is an expression of a thought.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and for other people, it's, a lot of people talk about gut feeling,
yes.
you know, so it can be that sense of like, oh, like something is happening in my body.
Mm.
And if I pay attention to it, I can understand, you know, that might be information. Like maybe I'm feeling anxious or excited or mm-hmm. Confused. And it's like, I'm actually feeling it in my body. So I think it's like the first thing is, for a lot of adults, like you said, we totally knew and we were in tune with that. And sometimes we lose that. And some people have it as a superpower and some people have it as a power and they need to turn it up.
Right, right. Well, and sometimes it shows up as you might just have a sense about something. It could be a strong emotion or reaction, or it could just be a sense. It's kind of a knowing. Like a few weeks ago, I was in Colorado in the mountains and with my longtime climbing partner, Steve, and we were pretty high up on a ridgeline going for a summit with snowshoes on, and we got we were just below the summit, very close, and it had snowed the day before, and I just had it was very steep and there was a lot of loose snow, and I just I don't have a good feeling about this. I'm just gonna not go for the summit. Mm-hmm. And he and I have spent a lot of years together, and when it's quiet like that and you can just listen to your sense, he was like, yeah, I'm with you on that, Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how it can be.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, our invitation is to start to listen or feel or whatever the sense is that comes for you to that intuition more. Yeah. And then to one of the things you say in the article, that we'll link to is that then you got to do something with it. Like there's no point in noticing it if you're not going to take some action.
Well, you got to blurt it out. So that with my friend Steve, he's pretty highly rational and analytical type. And, when you're in a situation, any situation, you might, your rational analytical side of your left brain might come in and weigh all the risks. And that's all really good, right? Mm-hmm. And I just more and more go with my sense, with my feeling of it. And I just blurted it out. I said, Steve, I don't have a good feeling about this. I'm not going for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you got to blurt out the feeling or the sense or the image or the word. Or if it's a thought, that you put words to it and say, this is what I think about it,
Yeah. And then be, unattached to it, right? Because it's something, it's information, but it might not translate, perfectly, right? So if you're, to kind of bring it back to a work example, if you're in a meeting and you're feeling confused, there's so much confusion, and you just have the sense people aren't everybody's going along and everything, and you just blurt out I feel like there's confusion in the room. Do we actually know what we're talking about? And then be unattached, because maybe it's just you, but maybe you are speaking for something that actually is in the space, and that there needs to be a timeout, a pause, and kind of get clear on where you're all going in this meeting.
Right. So you guys in the audience, that this podcast is about putting stuff into practice. So the invitation is for the next couple of weeks, listen to these signals that you get and blurt out whatever it is, whatever words you put to it, and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is simple yet difficult. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it feels vulnerable,
you're
sitting in a situation and thinking that's your level one, and you're in your head going maybe I'm the only one, maybe this is it, blah, blah, blah. So it's an act of, vulnerability and bravery to do that.
It is. And to use the others, get curious about your intuition. Get curious about your intuition, mm-hmm. and listen, start listening at that level three. And I mentioned a resource in the blog post called The Intuitive Way. It's a book by Penny Pierce that is really very good on this. So if you do get curious about tapping into that superpower more deeply and strengthening it, that's a really good book.
Yes. Yeah. Great. And we do want to mention too, if you are curious about growing these three superpowers, they are something that we go really in depth in our Coaching Essentials course. And that will be kicking off on June 4th for 4 weeks, an online training course that we offer. And we have a lot of fun doing a lot of experiential exercises on video with each other to learn and these things. So we'd love to have you join us. So we'll put the link to that
Yeah. And in that course, we actually go do a deeper dive into these three superpowers where you actually get to practice in a safe environment with other nonprofit leaders. Yep.
Yeah. Great. All right. So listen to your intuition or feel it or whatever it is you do and blurt it. And we'll say, go put this into practice.
All right. Take care.